So our scripture lesson is no surprise, is from the very end of Exodus chapter 1 through chapter 2, verse 10. Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, every boy that is born to the Hebrews, every boy you shall throw into the Nile, but you shall let every girl live. Kids, does that sound fair? Maybe not. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she couldn't hide him any longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. And his sister, who we believe was Miriam, stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying and she took pity on him. "This must be one of the Hebrews' children," she said. Then his sister Miriam said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes." So the child went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son, and she named him Moses, because she said, "I drew him out of the water." This is the word of the Lord.